right, we are here. How you doing, Edgar?
What up, fellas? Long time no talk, man.
Yeah, man, it's only been like 48 hours.
It's only been like a couple days.
It's only been like 2 hours if you include the group chat.
True.
Yeah.
So how was your start of the week?
It's like I've been wrestling 100 gorillas.
Yeah?
Fuck you.
Wait, why is everyone talking about that now? It's like the only thing I've been seeing on the internet all day today.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I have no idea what the fuck y'all are talking about.
They keep showing like this graphic and they're like 100 gorillas or John Cena or, you know, 100 gorillas versus whoever.
I mean, if I get a tag partner, it could be Harambe. I'm good.
Shit.
Yeah, and it just like the memes are going crazy right now with just, you know, if this is what happens if you fight 100 gorillas, one man versus 100 gorillas.
Well, remember what we had to deal with this time last year as far as like the meme of the week or the month? Because there's a little bit of HAKA! Spit on a thing!
Yeah, that's pretty much what this is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Fucking tired still.
All right. What we got first up?
Let's start off with the final boss.
Why?
The Rock.
The Mark.
Brahma Bull. He did what a lot of people are calling damage control after WrestleMania 41. Mm-hmm. His interview with Pat McAfee went viral. The Rock was explaining why he didn't show up at WrestleMania 41. And a lot of people are calling bullshit on this. They're saying that The Rock is full of shit. That he's lying through his teeth.
What up, Tom's?
Some people think that there's some drama going on backstage with Triple H or Cody Rhodes. A lot of conspiracies are flying around right now, but it looks like the final boss is stepping back into the shadows as far as creative goes. We might not see him for a while. But I'm sure he'll come back eventually. I mean, this isn't the last time we'll see The Rock. But how do you guys, what do you guys think is happening with all of this that's going on with The Rock and him not showing up at WrestleMania 41? Do you guys believe him at all?
Well, I think it's kind of interesting because they had The Rock comes back to Las Vegas shirts at the WWE event there. So I think they anticipated him to be there. At least as recent enough to get those shirts made. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know what happened. Like, the whole thing, I could have sworn, was he had said he was coming back through WrestleMania 41. I don't know. I think it's, there's got to be something going on. And for, like, for Travis Scott to show up without The Rock, like, that was just, that didn't make any sense whatsoever.
I mean, they're saying that that WWE was aware about The Rock not showing up at WrestleMania 41 months ago. There's been reports about that too. And him, The Rock, also saying that the whole point of him doing this, starting off this storyline, is because Elimination Chamber ticket sales were struggling. And that's why he decided to get involved. And once they executed John Cena turning heel, that's when he was like, all right, it's my turn to back off. So there's mixed reporting here. It seems like because of the shirts that were on the Superstore, that were selling a lot of Rock merch, that he was going to show up. But some people are saying that this was the plan all along. What do you think? What do you guys think about that?
Like I said, I can't believe that it was the plan all along when they had those shirts available. Like, I can't fathom why they would have those things for sale if they knew the whole time he wasn't coming.
Well, I mean, there's going to be a lot of people that were going to buy them regardless. Why not have those shirts out there if people are going to buy them.
Either way, he didn't come back to Vegas. Like, I don't think, if they had known he wasn't going to be there the whole time, I don't think they would have made those shirts.
Or they're just going to want the merchandise sales. It could either way. I'm okay with him not showing up. I'm going to be honest with you. Because, other than the Travis Scott fiasco, the match wasn't bad.
Right.
I enjoyed it. And I feel, and this might just be me being a fucking nerd shit, that if Dwayne came out with Travis Scott at WrestleMania, wouldn't it kind of feel kind of WrestleMania 17-ish? When Austin turned heel with McMahon?
I mean, that was the... isn't that pretty much the storyline that they've been following?
Yeah, but how many rehashes have they done for this past WrestleMania? Half the fucking card was rehashes of WrestleManias from 20 years ago.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm fine with that. I'm fine with having a different taste. And I'm fine with it being more centered on John Cena just being a heel for the sake of he's tired of your fucking kids.
Mm-hmm.
He's tired of being the good guy. He's tired of this, that, or the other, and it's not necessarily the fact that he sold his soul.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with it. But this the whole damage control thing, I think with that show coming out as recently as it did, I want to let it cook for a week. I want to see where everything lands, and let's revisit this particular subject next week where we have a lot more information on the table.
Okay. Makes sense. What do you think, man?
So a lot of people have been saying that there may be a lot of issues backstage with like Triple H, and maybe they're bumping heads like creatively. And one of the people that really, really believes that is Jonathan Coachman. He went to Twitter and he's like, I've been in, backstage. I know when something is wrong, and he hasn't been backstage in years. I mean, times are different now. Triple H is running the company now. Do you guys believe there might be heat there between Triple H and The Rock?
I think there's always going to be, to an extent, because they come from the same era, which means they have the same level of ego, and both of them think they know what's best for business. Triple H has proven his stories are fucking far better than Vince's. We can all agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
Dwayne has this image in his head that he wants WWE to be, and I solely believe that this clashes with Triple H's current viewers and his current way he's selling the ship, so to speak. So yeah, I think they're going to clash. I mean, let's remember, the original storyline was for Cody to turn heel against John Cena and go into WrestleMania with a face John Cena and heel Cody Rhodes.
Mm-hmm.
But Cody was very adamant about it. He did not want to fucking do that. You know, lose fans, lose merch sales, lose endorsements, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they went with plan B, which was John Cena. And John, being a company guy, has been for the last 25 years, will probably be until his dying breath. He did what was needed.
Right.
And granted, it's not what Dwayne wanted, but it's what Dwayne got. Hunter was good with it. Hunter's good with a heel John Cena right now, because it's not since CM Punk have I seen a heel sell this much fucking merchandise.
Right.
And let's remember one thing. There was a time where CM Punk outsold John Cena in merchandise sales.
Yeah, I mean, that t-shirt is iconic.
I know. I've had a few. But the fact that we live in an era where heels and faces don't really matter as much, and it's more of my personal belief against your personal belief, and it's still selling merch, and John's a fucking wizard of manipulating the audience. What's the problem? I don't see the problem right now.
Mm-mm.
Now, if Dwayne can't get his head out of his ass, which, let's be real, it's fucking Dwayne. He thinks the world revolves around him. You think I'm fucking playing? Go watch Black Adam.
Oh, Jesus.
he wants everything to be under his control, under his thumb, and that's one of the reasons he's on the board of directors. Triple H, he doesn't want anyone to come in to take over the creative process, to take over the producer, take over writers, anything like that. He wants this shit to fucking work the way it has been because it's been selling. And he doesn't want anybody coming in to, you know, tamper with it and risk, you know, losing viewership, losing money, losing the audience. So, yeah, I always think there's going to be a little bit of egos clash in there. But that's with any boss and employee. I mean, there's times where me and him clash. There's times where we clash. That's just part of business.
Yeah.
Is the fact that you're man enough to sit at the table and like, all right, what the fuck can we do to solve this?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, go ask absolutely. Hogan and Dixie Carter all about that shit.
There's just so many like sides to this story. You know, the fans have obviously their perspective. The people that have worked for the company, like Jonathan Coachman and also Kevin Nash. Kevin Nash had some things to say about this.
What did he say?
He was saying that The Rock didn't show up because it was a conflict of interest because he's supposedly getting ready to film a movie, which is the reason why The Rock wasn't there.
Which is possible. To be fair, John Cena's still in the middle of fucking filming a movie right now. And he was on Raw and SmackDown last week.
Yeah, had to have been pre-negotiated before he started both.
But what's one fucking weekend with the company that you're on the board of the directors of, one of the biggest nights in history?
Thank you, Mark. Thank you very much.
What they were saying is that if it's true that The Rock was really preparing to film a movie, he doesn't want to risk getting injured and ruin the... You know, the film production.
Bitch, you got stunt doubles for a reason. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but you know he's once bitten, twice shy when he ripped his oblique in his gut and had to skip a movie.
I think he's still doing pretty goddamn good.
I'd say he's doing okay.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
Doing all right.
Banging and clanging.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is that we're not going to ever probably know what really happened. I mean, we have The Rock telling us one thing. Could we really believe him? I don't know. But he didn't show up. We know that for a fact. He was saying that the main reason was because he wanted to keep the spotlight on John Cena. Now, by him not showing up, The Rock, you guys think John Cena had all the spotlight? Because it seemed like a lot of people were still talking about The Rock, even though he didn't show up.
He had all the spotlight until fucking Travis Scott got involved. That whole match would have been damn near perfect if he didn't have a full goddamn entrance.
Yeah.
If you needed Travis Scott to do something, have him jump out from the fucking crowd and get a quick crossroads or some shit. That fucking 4-minute entrance was not fucking necessary or needed.
Right.
That was nothing but a mark being a fucking mark.
100%.
Like, I wasn't even thinking about The Rock until Travis Scott showed up. Like, I was enjoying the match. Everything was going good.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Scott comes out, and I look over to my wife, and I'm like, okay, here comes The Rock. Here he comes.
10 minutes later. He's going to come. Nope.
He ain't coming. Nothing. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's throw it to our first commercial, and we will be right back with Moa.